We had a great day. It was another W for the Hamilton Wenham Generals. The singles, again, are on a roll. They swept all positions, and the scores were reflective of their determination to win with a 6-2, 6-0, and 1, a 6-2, 6-2 in second singles, and a 6-0, 6-2 in third singles by, respectively, Ella Provost, Mava Chica, and Grace Condon.
Who did you beat today, Judy?
We beat Masco.
Oh, all right. So that's an important win for you guys, I gather.
It was a big win today. Yes, it was exciting.
Okay, and what's your record up to this point?
We are 4-1.
All right. Okay, Coach, tell us a little bit. We've been getting your reports and posting them as you send them in every night. And tell us a little bit about your team, some of the players and their strengths and so on.
Well, it was interesting. I lost probably 8 seniors last year, 8 or 9, and I was kind of leery about what we were going to be looking like, and I was pleasantly surprised. I've got some strong freshmen coming in, along with my returning senior, Mava Chica, playing number 2 singles with a really greatly skilled and tenacious player with Ella Provost, and another freshman playing 3rd singles, Grace Congdon. And she's looking promising. She's steady, 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 and consistent as can be. My doubles teams, I have a returning doubles team from last year, and I think they're going to make a turn. They're just getting out of the gates a little bit, maybe a little nervous and tentative at times, but expecting good stuff from them. That's Tori Cooper and my other captain, Lindsay Campbell. And one's a senior, Lindsay, and Tori is a junior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting some good stuff from them. And
excellent.
I'm still in flux a little bit with my number 2 singles, doubles, excuse me. And so we're mixing that up a little bit.
Excellent. Judy, again, tell me the score. I'm writing it down as we go along. What was your score today? How many did you win?
We won 3 singles matches and lost both our doubles.
Okay, 3-2. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the biggest challenge for your team?
What was the biggest challenge today?
What is the biggest challenge for the team in the league? Who are you guys looking at the power besides you guys?
Oh, Linfield is always the biggest challenge, and that was our first loss. It was a tough opener, and we were lucky to get some games from them. They're always amazing, and we expected it, but I think next time we face them, once we have a little bit more seasoned play under us, we might give them a better challenge.
Coach, you talked about your doubles teams. Your singles are playing very, very well, and carrying the team right now. Your doubles teams are working into a more cohesive unit. Do you try to pair girls up that are of in the same grade levels, like a freshman and freshman, so that they develop that rapport? Because playing doubles is something you've got to learn to communicate with each other, if not by voice, but by body language, by hand signals, and that takes a lot of time. And really, do you have enough time over the course of one season to develop that more? You'd want to have them doing that over the course of a couple of years.
It's definitely doubles is it's a team, 2 people out there on the court being able to communicate. You just kind of hit that nail on the head. My number 1 doubles team has been playing together for 3 years, and they're very good together on the court. They know where they're going to be, and I think once they get a little more confidence under their belts, I think I'm going to see them step up a little bit more. So I'm really confident with their play. They've had 1 win and 3 losses. But they've been close. They've been fighting. One of them was a 3-setter that they lost. So they're in it. The other players are pretty new, and I'm playing around kind of seeing who has the chemistry together, because it hasn't really clicked for anyone on the court. So I'm just playing around with that to see, and I think you're right, putting freshmen together, that's actually a really good idea. But and sophomores together, so... Yes, I do try to do that a little bit, and I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I did.
All right, Coach, you just gave Tim Kearns a big head here. He's so happy that he got that right, but it certainly makes sense to me. I always wondered how you figure out who plays doubles with kids. That to me was always a mystery. Coach, finally, what do you have coming up now the rest of the week?
We have another match on Friday against Ipswich. It's a non-Cal League match, so a little less pressure on that, but I think we're looking good.